I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I am going to be the first, and I think everybody agrees, but I'm so pleased that we're back in person for our meeting. Mr. Jesus took us on a tour of the building, and I can't believe the change since the last time I saw it. Everything is fresh and new and clean and bright, and the classrooms are wonderful, the art room, everything is just great. So thanks to everyone that had any part whatsoever, the board, the staff, everyone bringing the building back. And although I haven't seen any students in here, I know that everyone else has, so that has to be great. Yeah. So I would say that Whitehall students are very fortunate to have the administration and staff and fellow board members that they do. They're very, very fortunate to have this building. So thank you to everyone that's made had any part in it. Does anyone have any other comments, board members?
I was going to say that too. It was an exciting morning. Both my kids got up and went to school today. So that's the first time
of year. That's
great.
Awesome.
That's great. That's awesome. Everyone was happy.
I just want to say that I wanted to have the meeting tonight in the new art room because I think it's one of the nicest rooms in the world.
Yeah, it's great.
But
it is.
This will have to do.
It's been warm in here tonight. At least we're here.
We have heat everywhere now.
Yeah,
good.
It does feel much better. Any other board members comment? Okay.
All right, Mr. Hayes. Each month I have to thank our faculty, staff, and administration. The amount of work that everybody has put in this past year to continue the instruction of students has been incredible. Never before has education faced anything like education has faced since COVID, and the pile on top the storm of August 24th. And the challenges that came from that. Our teachers, our administrators, our buildings and ground staff, custodial staff, bus drivers, cafeteria people have just done incredible work, and I couldn't be more proud to say that I work with these people. It's been a tough year, but hopefully we're at the end of it, and we're going to have a little bit more normalcy moving forward. Today we had our 7th through 12th grade students in the building for the first time. And it was just terrific to see kids in the hallway, to see kids with their peers, to see kids in front of teachers. Our teachers are thrilled to have kids back in front of them. And I just look forward to the rest of this year and hopefully the ability to bring even more students back into the school. I'm going to use that as a segue to share a conversation that I had today with Assemblyman Matt Simpson's office. I had a call from his office, and they were randomly calling school districts in the 114 to talk to us about how we felt about diminishing some of these social distancing requirements in school, on buses, and I said, please do it yesterday. So our teachers want our kids back, even if they could reduce the social distancing to 3 feet and allowing us to put more students on our bus, we could bring every single one of our K through 12 students back every single day. And our kids need it, and our kids deserve it. The Assemblyman's office shared with me that is exactly what has been echoed from each of the superintendents that they've spoken with. I reiterated again that there has not been a single case of COVID transmission that has occurred in the schools. Not a single case contact trace to the schools. All the COVID that has occurred throughout the region has been directly related to home spread or spread in the community. So we're doing things right in the schools with our cleaning procedures, with our cleaning protocols, with our social distancing, and with the ongoing support of our teachers, making sure that all those protocols are followed, we've kept the school safe. So my hope is that Assemblyman Simpson's office is able to make some changes for us. Some of the counties regionally are moving to the 3-foot social distancing. Washington County still is not necessarily interested in moving in that direction. Hopefully some assembly and some Senate pressure may help us. Our kids need to be back. I'm going to end there. Thank you. Oh, I do want to say one more thing. I'm sorry. I did, as Frank and Roxanne mentioned, I did give folks a tour there on the finance committee meeting this morning a little early. Any other board members or community members that wish to get a quick tour after the today's meeting, I'd be happy to walk here.
I encourage you all to go and see what's happened. So you'll just be so pleased. So pleased. Okay, treasurer's reports. Mr. Dean?
Yes. Kate, would you have anything you'd like to add?
Just a quick update that we had our audit and finance committee meeting this evening and reviewed what we can of the budget development. We are in a good position with the budget, waiting to find out what goes on with state aid because of the chaos in Albany. Right now, we're not sure about state aid, although the legislature has put their aid run out, or their budget proposal out. So hopefully by the end of this week, we will have their aid run and can really make sure we're in the right place with our state aid. But right now, it looks like we can maintain the programs and do the things we want to do without adversely impacting the taxpayers or the fund balance.
Good. Thank you.
So far,
good.
That said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report.
We have a motion to approve treasurer's report.
So moved. Second.
Mr. Barber first and second. Mr. Baker, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items requiring board action.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the board minutes of February 22nd, 2021.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
We're right on time.
That was intended.
That was. So I'm going to say Mr. Armstrong is the first, and the second is Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. CFD, CPFD minutes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of February 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 9th, and 22nd.
Do you have a motion to approve? I think it was Mr. Nelson was first and Mr. Armstrong was second. Is that correct?
No.
I know. We do. Mr. Baker was second. Okay. So we have a first and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations, Mr. Dean.
Should we take these
together? I don't see a reason why not.
Okay. I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the retirement with regrets and thanks of Ms. Marilyn Borden, who will be retiring at the end of this year with 30 years of service to the school district. I'd also like to recommend with regret and thanks the resignation for purpose of retirement of Lori Juckett, the bus driver that has been with us for 32 years. I'd also like to recommend the resignation for personal reasons of Carolina Davis from the position of cleaner. The resignation of Sarah Bidlack from the position of teacher aid bus aide, and the termination of Dan DeLuca from the position of cleaner.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve? Mrs. Norton, second.
Second.
Mr. Armstrong, any discussion? I'd like to say thank you to Mrs. Borden and Mrs. Juggett for 30 plus years. You don't find that a lot in the corporate world anymore, as a lot of us know. So it's a milestone. So thank you to them. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
I would like to recommend the following individuals for Fall 2 coaching. Boyd Hunt, head soccer coach, Nicole Hughes, JV soccer, Amanda Fowler, head coach for cross country, Keith Redmond, golf, Chris Fowler, modified golf, Keith Redmond, track club, and Matt Redmond as a volunteer assistant coach for track. I'd also like to recommend Donna Tipton, who is coming back out of retirement to help us for about a week and a half as we transition to a new nurse that will be starting next week up at the elementary school to get us over that hump and get the new nurse training.
Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, we have a second.
Second.
Second. Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Transportation contracts.
I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the contract with Vernon Inc. Help us out with transportation students presently out of district.
We have a motion to approve said contract. Mrs. Norton, and a second by Mr. Barber. Any discussion?
Is this for, to transport just one student?
Two.
Into what district?
From Greenwood.
From Greenwood to here.
Oh, those are the ones you.
Yes.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Change order approval.
Yes, I shared previously the high school fuel tank was excavated to be replaced and it was discovered that it couldn't go where the plans showed it should, so it needed to be removed, a lot of the windows and moved. So that has been done.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Mr. Armstrong, second. This is our
question.
Any questions?
So, I have a question.
Yes, please.
That's a lot of money, first of all, to do that scope of work. So they set the new tank in the existing space and then realized after they set it, it didn't fit?
The plan was to remove and do a direct one wing replacement. They excavated, they pulled out the old tank, and beneath the old tank was the concrete ballast.
Mm-hmm.
That the tank gets attached to so it doesn't float. The new tank that had been spec'd was too large and it didn't fit to be buried below the ground without concrete ballast there. So they needed to dig another hole adjacent to it, bring in new concrete ballast, crush stone, all that stuff that's required to set the new tank.
Also, there was another ballast involved
as
well.
Yeah, concrete ballast was in there, crush stone, and then it needed to be inspected 15 days from Sunday. So it's a pretty simple process along for about a week and a half.
Did Tetra Tech have any explanation as to why that played out like
every time that there has been an issue, there is no explanation other than unforeseen circumstances that come up. Unfortunately, that's the standard response you get from any of these firms when they miss something.
That's a big miss.
It is. We've had a few.
Any other questions in that regard? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Office furniture.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the office furniture. However, this is in this sheet. This is to replace all of the furniture that has been damaged in each of the offices in the high school facility and furniture in the last year. So it's a must have.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Hello.
Mrs. Martin, second.
Okay.
Mrs. Arquette, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. School staffing.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the contract from the agency that listed to provide staffing for school, in particular at this point, an elementary school nurse. The same agency also contracts out occupational therapists, physical therapists, and speech therapists, which we contract with each year through different agencies. We can continue to look at the possibility of using this firm to contract out those services to see if we can get better pricing. By contracting out, it diminishes the legacy costs for the district, employment, retirement, all of those things. So, given the fact that we've been unable to locate hire a nurse, the
item, motion to approve.
So moved.
Mr. Barker, second?
Second.
Mr. Arca, any question?
What is the term? I'm sorry, I didn't, maybe it's there and I didn't see it. What's the term on the contract for that? Are we looking to utilize that until the end of the school year? Or?
It's the end of the school year.
Okay.
And we would revisit that probably as we get closer to the end of the school year to make the decision whether or not we want to try to increase the contract, grow the TV speech, see if we can get a price for all of those for next year, or if suddenly a nurse falls from the sky that wishes to work directly for us, that's something to consider.
Do you have a
comment
on cost savings yet? Or no, we don't.
Cost savings for this? Yeah. At the current rate,
we're
paying
not
the nurse.
We're not. This isn't cost savings now. If we continued this route down the road with these contracts, there wouldn't be legacy costs of power and those sorts of things.
Right,
right.
In perpetuity, but we are not saving money by doing this.
No. Okay. So we're using the speech therapist and occupational therapist piece of it as well?
We are not this year because we're already under contract with
the others. Okay, good.
I'm sorry for all the questions. Would it be the same nurse every day, or is it going to be they're going to have a nurse here?
Yeah, they assign us a nurse.
Okay. And if that nurse is ill, then they provide a substitute?
It would probably end up being the same that it is now. If that nurse is ill, we would need to partner with the nurse that we have here.
Okay.
It's the likelihood of them having substitute nurses that they can ship. I think it's going to be.
Thank you.
Any other questions on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Class of 2021 senior dinner dance proposal.
Yeah, this is some good news. Last month we had dance groups and a group of teachers in here to talk about the junior senior high school prom proposal. Seniors would like to do something just for the seniors. As such, Dan was able to put together the proposal that we see for you. Nice little dinner dance for the seniors. Autumn and George, so they had the opportunity to kind of have one last get together in June. Again, following all the social distancing protocols and COVID protocols that would be in place at the time.
Do we have a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Thank you. Mr. Armstrong, a second?
Second.
Mrs. Norton? Okay, mm-hmm. Mrs. Norton has a second. Any questions?
They'll be able to do a buffet.
We'll see. If not, we will be able to.
But that won't change the cost for them? No.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. BOIP installation.
Okay, based on the conversations we had last month with OSEs, we're talking here about the installation of VoIP, voice over IP, phone system. And I would strongly recommend that the motion be passed to install the VoIP system to allow the project.
All right, we have a motion to approve that.
So,
Mr. Barber, thank you. Second.
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Arqua. Any questions?
So this won't be part of the BOCES project?
This is the install. And so the install is going through the capital project. So we have to do that. And splits up the costs.
So it's not like the grant would reimburse this or anything, right?
Well, it won't be part of the
totally
school's grant. We'll get building aid on it.
Mm-hmm. But it's not part of that 970
grade. No.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Establishments of dates and time.
Yes, I would like to recommend the establishment of dates and times for our public meetings. Okay, 2021. 6 p.m. Here in the junior senior high school of GI, the annual meeting budget vote collection on May 18th from 12 noon until 8 p.m. Also here at this junior senior high school of GI.
We have a motion to approve those dates and times.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second.
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Arqua. Any questions?
Yeah, Has there been any indication if they'll let us do a regular election?
At this point, they have not. All they have indicated at this point is some clarification that folks will be at 25 signatures, which were on. That's in this document that we received apart from that. We're still unsure whether it will be in person or I believe at this point, I believe it will be in person. I'm not sure what the ability for people to assess mailing ballots would be.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 2021-2022 calendar. Thank you. Approval of 2021 public notice. Thank you, Mr. Dean.
No problem. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the public notice, which is done with the newspapers.
The motion to approve public notice.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Armstrong. Second.
Second.
Mrs. Norton, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Not 2022 calendar.
I would like to recommend that we take action to approve the calendar for next year. We will be bringing our students back starting September 7th. And the last day of school will be June 24th.
Do we have a motion to approve the calendar?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, we have a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We have a motion to adjourn. Is there anything before we adjourn? Any comment?
I just want to comment that the minutes should reflect that she did not be my shortest meeting time.
I tried.
You missed by like 10 minutes.
Well, no.
There was a lot on it. I am never going to.
I also think the starter is a little bit.
Back it up. Still at 6:30.
The negotiations with the state in regards to how much of this damage they're going to cover?
The state, zero. The state's covering up and we're not considered a disaster area. The disaster zone, the village, not the town. We fell outside of that scope.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not good news, but it is what it is, unfortunately.
But the insurance company is still in litigation.
Yes, we are still in litigation with the insurance company. We received
We've got 1.5. They submitted to 1.8.
Yeah. So there's still. But we still have $300,000 outstanding that we haven't received. We're still in litigation working to wrap them up.
We're meeting with the lawyers and to get an update of where they are.
So we know where we are with the update from the resolution. I'll get that out hopefully in the following days. Can you do it on Friday?
Sure.
Anything else?
The date for the next meeting, is it? The 19th? For some reason, I thought the 19th and
no,
various.
I have April
19th. It is a 19th, okay.
Good.
I
counted
that.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Barquette. Any questions or comments?